Fragments. Truth is to be cherished. Circa 1905. Truth is to be cherished, and if you barricade your soul with solid principles of Bible truth, you will not fail to know that His Word can be relied upon. But when giving to your children an education of the greatest importance, bear in mind, truth, always truth, is to be sacredly cherished as their shield and buckler. Truth is to be kept prominent. Him whom the Lord makes free is free indeed, when you would educate your children to go forth in the world to become useful by practical labor. You may speak to them to be industrious, to be constantly studying how to be ingenious and increasing capabilities, to avoid companionship with those who are seeking the company of worldly, irreligious associates. But dwell more especially upon the truth, always speaking the truth, even when it appears to be against your individual interest. Have truth ever kept before the members of your family? Tell them with the most earnest manner to never suppose they can favor their own reputation by speaking a lie. Many professing to be Christians and standing in exalted positions of trust are not to be depended upon. A man that has educated himself to be false in his statements and will hide himself from acknowledging what is truth by stating a lie will make lies his refuge and make any statement to accomplish his purpose. Such a man will not do equity and justice under trial, but will falsify and degrade sacred responsibilities rather than to tell the truth, which would place him at an inconvenience to gain some advantage, unless a lie is found easily coming from his lips. Influence. "Gather up my influence and bury it with me," said a youth. That request can never be fulfilled. Past influence has gone forth and is unchangeable, repeating itself in the future. Future influence alone can be molded and refined and sanctified through earnest effort, depending upon our Lord Jesus Christ, whose property we are, having purchased us by a contract with His Father. The skeptical words spoken are a seed sown, and therefore may be acted upon by some mind, and produce its fruit of tares. That evil seed sown in the mind produced fruit. We have the need of the converting grace of Jesus Christ that will make clean thoughts and pure words. That angry glance, that infidel seed sown, may produce its results on one mind and may cause much unhappy reflection to some sensitive soul. Influence that is produced by a converted soul is ever bearing the right fruit, as long as that soul feels his dependence upon God.